sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
Welcome back to the show here, and we're talking about all kinds of things. Pakistan, obviously the economy, the economic decline is driving everything, and while Obama is out there waving the latest incarnation of Osama bin Laden at you, the economic news in this country continues to deteriorate. We're coming up on the end of quantitative easing, too. All indications are they're going to have to crank the printing presses up again because those money junkies on Wall Street are going to start going into withdrawal if there's not a fresh injection of money poured all over them. And they can't get it from the American people because we are tapped out. We are broke, busted. Most Americans, the vast majority of ordinary working Americans, have lost 23% of their net worth over the last 5 years. That is a major looting of the nation for the benefit of the money junkies. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation. Seems to be what's going on here right now. Interesting little story. A bunch of teachers on their own decided they were tired of all these junk food machines, vending machines at their school. And you need to understand what goes on. These large corporations that sell these soft drinks and candies and junk food will make a deal with the school to share revenue with them. And the school says, yeah, great, we need the money to come on in and help pay for whatever we're paying for. And these corporations get the students used to eating and drinking junk food. And parents don't like it, but the schools won't give it up. So apparently at this one school, Warren Wilson College and the YMCA in Hendersonville, teachers on their own went out, took home equity loans out on their own properties, their homes, in order to purchase healthy vending machines to put on the campuses for the students. Now, first of all, applause to the teachers. And remember, these are the people that politicians like Scott Wilson want to slap around to force to pay for Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud. But more to the point, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Wouldn't it be better if our tax money, trillions and trillions of dollars of tax money, went to our school system, and every time the Air Force wanted to bomb a foreign country, they had to sell brownies in front of the local Safeway? Wouldn't that really be a better way to be running the country? Now, teachers aren't paid all that much, Scott, Governor Wilson's propagandists notwithstanding. And they're putting themselves into debt to get some healthy food on campus for the kids to have available, rather than the junk food that is so profitable for the money junkies. Going to go back to the phones. David in Iowa, aloha. David, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How's it going, Mike?
No, so far, so good.
I'm looking at the price for silver, and I'm going, what the hay? I know they
somebody did something to pull that down. I mean, it took a major, major wall up there. Actually, at the moment, all the commodity prices seem to be dropping down. Gold is back down below 1,500. I'm almost going to speculate that the stock market is way, way up, because every time the White House comes out with really positive news, the lemmings over there in the investment community go out and they start buying stock certificates again. And no, that's wrong. That's down. Oh, major, major drop at the end. It was up for most of the day, and then something happened at the very, very end. So I need to go back and take a more detailed look at that. But it looks like everything's down across the board, and something may have happened. And again, we're all looking at this dead Osama bin Laden. We may not be looking where we should be looking. And this could be the harbingers of some very, very major declines.
Yeah, I was going with, the only thing I can think of is that while the QE2 was going on, like all the month-by-month bond purchasing that the Fed did from the Treasury, that silver prices got ahead of themselves.
There was a lot of speculation going on because of the shorts here. David, hang on. We're going to keep bringing you back after the commercial break.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with David in Iowa. And David, part of what we saw happening with silver and gold prices recently was a flight to metals in order to basically hedge against inflation. What we may be seeing right now is the lemmings that have bought into this, oh, we got Osama bin Laden, maybe basically trying to drag value back to the dollar. It will be short-lived, because if quantitative easing 3 starts up, and it seems inevitable that it will, the dollar will again go back into a decline, and we can expect silver and gold prices to go back up. Remember that the Treasury Department and even Wall Street do not want metal prices to go up, because they don't want people deserting the dollar. They don't want people deserting the equities market. Something definitely did happen at the end of the day, and I don't see what it is yet, but the stock market took a major drop there just before the closing bell. So yeah. Anything else, David?
Well, you know, I just another interesting thing that might have played into it versus, you know, the dollar went up about a point and a half in its indexes, that the bailout in Portugal and the effect the euro might have on it. Although silver did drop for euro and dollar, but, like, I do believe that, yeah, if QE3 is announced, silver will skyrocket right back up.
But, yeah, there's no question about it. This is a temporary correction. And you know, certainly for all those institutions like J.P. Morgan Chase that are looking at a lot of shorts right now, they're playing every game they can to keep people from trying to cash in for physical metal right now.
Thanks for
All right, thanks an awful lot there. All right, moving right along. Earlier today, we had another 6.1 earthquake just off the coast of Honshu, Japan, near the crippled Fukushima nuclear power station. We also put up this interactive map of central Japan, again confirming that there is a second major radiation release at Ikagari that nobody seems to want to talk about. We're hearing more and more information coming out from the government of Japan. They're finally owning up to the severity of the situation, and they're basically admitting that they're not really able to get the Fukushima cooling systems to stabilize. They're basically still dealing with attempting to cool it from outside, and they finally managed to send some workers into the control room of one of the reactors. Don't know how long they can stay there. It just continues to be a really, really ugly situation over there. All right, we got another caller on the line. Roy in New Hampshire. Aloha, Roy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, hi. How are you doing?
Hi. Doing fine. What part of New Hampshire are you calling from?
I'm in Derry, south of where you used to be up there.
I know exactly where it is. I got family down there.
It's more like Massachusetts, you know?
Yes.
It ain't the country like you talk about when you grew up there.
Derry's nice. I like Derry. I could live there if I wasn't here on the island of Oahu.
Yeah, Derry's okay. All kinds of tax delinquencies here, and the foreclosures are growing.
Well, we have that here in Hawaii, too, so don't take pride in it.
Yeah. Well, Derry's probably still, I think New Hampshire, generally speaking, might be one of the best places to live for the coming collapse, if you're prepared accordingly, because, everything people eat around here comes from thousands of miles away, mostly, you know?
Well, that's kind of surprising because, I grew up in New Hampshire. I grew up in a farm in New Hampshire, and when I was a kid there, everybody was eating the food that came out of their backyard. And, again, this enforced dependence on large central corporations and distribution centers, I think we need to pull away from that. And especially in places like New Hampshire where there's just so much wild ground around, this idea, I'm calling it the global garden concept. People just, plant vegetable seeds. It's springtime. It's planting season. Now's the time to do it. Just go out there with a stick everywhere you walk, poke a hole, drop a seed in there, and soon we'll have wild vegetables growing everywhere, and people can get the food they need to eat just by taking a hike and picking the stuff the way it used to be a long time ago before the rise of the money junkies.
Yeah, well, it's coming back, but not fast enough for the problems we're going to have. Anyway, about 9/11,
yes.
The discussion you're having about 9/11, you're touching on a lot of the, key issues there. Have you ever checked out Mike Delaney's Missing Links at ProThink.com?
No, I don't believe I'm familiar with it. Can you sort of give us a précis?
Well, it's he's got a few videos there, and that's one of them called Missing Links, Mike Delaney. He's got what I have found, because I've just about seen all the docs in the past about 9/11. He's got the best, most concentrated roundup of especially the who of it. Not so much about the how of it. He talks about the how of it and talks about the controversies there. Especially with Dr. Judy Wood's book coming out now, which presents new challenges to the truth movement. But it's the who of the Missing Links video at ProThink.com. Actually, I'm sorry, I think it's ProThink.org. I forget, it's ProThink.com, But,
okay.
I mean, he mentions the Israeli, students, on the Jersey Shore, and he mentions so much more. It's everything I thought I knew, plus, I don't know, two or three times more. Well worth looking at, in my opinion. I heard about it on RBN, too, by the way. I heard about it on Rick Adams' show.
Okay, well, that's definitely worth looking at. My particular opinion at this point is that all we need to know or care about is the U.S. government lied to us about 9/11, just as they just got done lying to us about killing Osama bin Laden, just like they lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin, just like they lied to us about Pearl Harbor. We just agree on that. We were lied to about 9/11, and the fine details really don't matter anymore. In fact, we need to put down the arguing about fine details and sort of own up to the fact that we live underneath a government that lies to us as a matter of course, and we need to start deciding what are we going to do about it.
The how and the who do matter, though. I mean, I agree with what you just said, but the how and the who still matter, don't they?
they matter, but we really need to sort of evolve past that and start saying, okay, the government lies to us, what do we do about it? Because when you live under a government that lies to you, you don't know what's really going on in the world. You don't really know if what the government is doing is actually legal or not. You can't know anything about what's going on in the world. Thomas Jefferson said the highest duty of any citizen is to keep themselves fully informed so they can make good choices. If you have a government and media that are lying to you, then you don't have information and you can't make good choices. The only thing you can decide is what the media engineers you to decide. Because all mind control is controlling the brain by controlling what it knows, by giving the people only that information that will lead them to choose the course of action the government wants them to choose. Oh, yes, we have no choice but to go make war on those nasty Arab Muslims. That kind of stuff.
Mike's got some other videos that apply to what you were just talking about the setup to attack another Arab country, or Iran, which, of course, is an Arab. By the way... I just lost my train of thought. I was going to say something.
Okay, well, sorry about that. Sorry for the derailment.
No, it's okay. It wasn't. You didn't get me off track.
You young whippersnapper.
It was in keeping with what you were saying.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call there, and we're going to let you go here, and I appreciate the phone call. I have fond memories of New Hampshire. I wouldn't mind going back there to live again. I know, you know, my wife Claire would love to get off this rock and get back to a city where she's got choirs that will do her music. And we're starting to get traction. We just had the Wagner Ensemble in Pasadena just did one of her original works. So she's starting to get out there. But the important thing is, you know, we could spend the rest of our lives debating the fine details on all these scandals, and the government would be perfectly happy to have you waste the rest of your life arguing endlessly over the fine minutiae of 9/11 or Osama bin Laden. In fact, the government and public relations agencies literally hire people to go on to blogs and call into shows to try and get you arguing endlessly over the fine minutiae. Well, that's just a stalling tactic. We know we were lied to. And that's all we really need to know in order to decide what we want for the future. Not necessarily for our future, but for our kids. Do we really want our children growing up in a country where the government is going to lie them into war after war after war, is going to lie them into enforced poverty in order to siphon off the fruits of their labor to feed to the money junkies all over Wall Street? Do we really want to allow our kids to come into a world like that? Or is it time for us to consider maybe crafting a better world for them to live in? I have this little Latin motto that I have on my signature and on my website, which basically means, what man is a man who does not make the world better? And that ties in very closely to my own personal morality, which is that our highest purpose in life is to leave to the next generation a better world than that which was left to us. And right now, this generation, we are failing that challenge. We're failing it dramatically. So if you look at the world as it is today, look at the country as it is today, and ask if this is really the kind of nation and kind of world you want your children to have to grow up into. And if the answer is no, then you got to start making some hard choices and not get suckered into wasting your time arguing over little tiny fine details. The government lied to you, continues to lie to you. That's all you need to know. That is all you need to know or care about as we move forward. Alrighty, let's see, we're coming to the end of the segment. George in Texas, aloha, George. We're going to start you now and keep you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, the thing is, I wrote in that blog, you know, it's like we're the laughing stock of the world. You know, the only people that really don't get it is the American, a lot of the American people. You know,
I think more American people are clued in than you would think. Remember, we're all basing our opinion on what Americans are thinking by the polls run by that same media that promised us Saddam had nuclear bombs. And the best way to find out what Americans are really thinking is to walk around and talk to people in the real world. And, you know, in the last 3-4 days, I haven't met a single person who bought this Osama bin Laden story at face value. And so I don't care what the media is saying America is believing. You know, talk to 10 of your friends and find out from them what America is thinking. We're going to take a commercial break. George, don't go away. We'll be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Tonight. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with George in Texas about how America has become the laughingstock of the world because these hoaxes and PR stunts that the U.S. is carrying out are laughably obvious. And you know something? In an era where people don't have a reason to be suspicious, they've got comfortable lives and everything's going along okay, this kind of pageantry by the government is tolerable, it's understandable, it might even be entertaining. But when you have serious, serious problems with the country and people are angry, this kind of hoax and showmanship, it's angering. As I said earlier in the show, I am personally insulted that the White House actually thought this was going to work. Somebody just sent me an article pointing out that the White House budget for speechwriters is $500,000. And apparently they're now hiring another outside public relations firm to try and spruce up Obama's presentation to the public. And you know, if he spent as much time actually trying to do his job as he spends trying to look like he's doing his job, he'd be doing his job. But after decades of politicians listening to political consultants and advertising agencies, public relations firms, apparently they're convinced that the theater they put on for the public is all that really matters. And the actual nature of the job really isn't a factor anymore when it comes to the elections. And I guess in a nation with massive vote fraud, that may be true. But when the nation is in as much trouble as it is now, you've got to understand that the American people aren't going to settle for a government that has such a disconnect between the job they're actually doing and the facade they're putting out to the public. The fact that the White House is spending this much money betrays a desperation of preserving their image over actually trying to make the country operate. I think it's a very, very dangerous situation. Anyway, George, you still there?
Yeah, I have something else I want to talk. I talked to a Border Patrol agent. He has a little getaway retreat out here. He doesn't like the TSA, and we talked about this on the line. He goes, you know, they should let up on the TSA, because he found out if, as a Border Patrol agent, if he does what the TSA does, he'd go to jail. And, you know, and he's like, they don't really have respect for the TSA because they can't get away with those groping on the border. But yet they do that to our citizens in the airports. They deal with far much more dangerous people than they do in the airports.
We had a caller into this show here a few months back who was this lady who had worked in Germany before the reunification. And because of her work, she had to cross from the west to the east on a regular basis through Checkpoint Charlie. We've all heard about Checkpoint Charlie. It features in all these spy movies and propaganda about how the evil Soviet Union and all the rest of that stuff. And she said that going through Checkpoint Charlie was nowhere near as traumatic as going through an American airport right now. They didn't fondle you. They didn't grope you. You know, they might ask to look inside your briefcase or something like that, and they would check your documents to make sure that they were okay. But they were respectful, and they were polite, and they weren't there bullying you around. In other words, TSA are worse than the Soviet Union security guards in terms of how they treat people.
Well, Mike, I went through Checkpoint Charlie when I was in the service. I had to wear a green uniform with no patches, no insignias, no nothing. And then they didn't treat me as bad.
Yeah, I remember again before the Soviet Union collapsed, I actually had a chance to meet a Soviet flight crew when I was weathered over in, I think it was Frankfurt, and it was rather amazing. There was one guy on the crew who was a real kind of a jerk. Maybe he was the Zampulit on the flight crew, and he was just going to glare at me and everything, but everybody else on the crew, we got along famously. We got along just fine. The pilot's son wanted to be a cosmonaut, and I actually had a bunch of my old NASA pins with me, and I said, here, give these to your kid. And, you know, and we all got along just fine, and I think we could all get along in this world just fine, except for the money junkies and the hallucinated, fanatical, drug addict people out there talking to that invisible man in the clouds nobody else can see or hear. They're causing all the trouble. You know, Christians, Jews, and Muslims can live in peace just fine if it weren't for the money junkies and the power addicts and these other fanatics who just want to build a pyramid to their own glory and say, yee-haw, I'm in charge of it all.
Well, the lady I'm going to marry, she lives in the Mariel Republic of Russia. And she's a minority, and believe me, there's Muslims and Christians, and they get along just fine.
Yeah, I mean, there are Jews living in Iran. They think it's great there. They're refusing Israel's offer to pay to relocate to Israel. They don't want to live down there. They got good lives in Iran. They're treated well. Christians in Iran are treated better than Christians in Israel, is the reality of what's going on in the ground. And I think as the White House does more and more of these desperation plays, like this thing with Osama, that the American people are really going to finally have to confront the fact that the government is just lying to them about everything, and they're going to have to finally face up to that. And I know it's very uncomfortable for a lot of people. They don't want to deal with the reality of a government gone wrong because they're cowards. They're pussies. I mean, certainly compared to the people of Iceland and Egypt, the average American is a pussy, and that's just the way it is. But they're going to have to face up to the fact the government is lying to them about everything, and they're going to have to start looking at everything else the government has ever taught them. History of World War II, the reason their children are dying all over the sands of the Middle East. And when the American people finally wake up and deal with that, that's when things are going to really change. George, thank you for the call. We got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And my goodness, what a day. What a week it's been. It's just absolutely insane here. Got a couple of stories to basically follow up the show with. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. That is Matt in the control room today, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. Speaking of these people who want to wield power and use this invisible man in the clouds that nobody else can see or hear as an excuse, apparently up in Canada, Bishop Raymond Leahy was stopped at the Ottawa airport after border guards found 588 images and dozens of videos of naked boys as young as 8 on his computer and his phone. Now, I'm still very much not at all happy about border guards being able to loot through your computer and your phone. But we know it's out there, and we know they're searching stuff. I'm wondering why this idiot had that stuff on his computer and phone going through a checkpoint. And more to the point, why God didn't tap him on the shoulder and say, look, you better erase that stuff right now. He was also apparently carrying a bag of sexual appliances with him. So, my goodness. Now, and this gets back to the situation here of how do you reconcile this divine moral authority with staffers who behave in such ways. It just, you can't do it. It just isn't. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Jeff in Washington, D.C., the belly of the beast. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
And it tickles so much to play with that belly. just to rehash the absurdity of this Osama death knell, and I'm sure that most people on the show listening to it get it. Of course, everybody here in D.C. is in a bubble because they work for the system.
Yeah.
But it just makes no sense for any of the other people out there to think about it. Why would you, if it happened the way that they keep trying to put it out there, why would you execute the guy, the supposed mastermind? Everything that we're propagandized about our U.S. justice system and how they go after mafia figures and all these other gun runners, they always entrap the smaller guy because they always want to get to the bigger picture. They want to get the head of the operation. They always want to, in the mafia films, always want to take down the mafia don. But in this case, the guy who supposedly was the mastermind, as the official myth goes, for whatever reason, they break into his house and they execute him and then bury the body. It would have made more sense, because I think one of the memes coming out of the White House was that Obama knew where he was for about a year, I think it was. And it would have made more sense for them to go in surreptitiously, rendition the guy that they like to do with all of us, take him somewhere, pull out all the intelligence that they could, and not even tell anybody that they even have him.
If that had been the real Osama bin Laden, you are absolutely correct. That's one of the reasons why we know it has to be a hoax. If for no other reason than, yeah, grab the guy and just bleed him for all the intelligence data that he's got that he hasn't already shared with his bosses at the Central Intelligence Agency. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other point to remember, of course, is they didn't bury him at sea. They just dumped the body is what they did. And the story that continues to emerge here, because, again, we're getting more and more confirmation from the ground that it wasn't even U.S. forces that did the raid. It was Pakistani forces. One of their helicopters got shot down. That may be the chopper wreckage we're seeing in the photos of the compound, is the remains of this Pakistani helicopter that got shot down. The Pakistani forces went in there to find out who was shooting at their helicopters. Very reasonable thing to do. They got into a firefight. This guy got killed. Somebody said, ooh, that might be Osama bin Laden. The U.S. got wind of it. Barack Obama said, oh, we need that. I need that for my 2012 election campaign. We need bin Laden's body to justify torture retroactively. We need his body to justify turning Pakistan into an enemy and really cranking up the war on terror. And they bit on this thing really hard, and now they're hideously embarrassed by it. I am still not sure whether this was an intentional hoax on the White House's part, or if Barack Obama fell for somebody's dirty trick. And
well,
the reason I say...
Yeah. Now, I was just going to say that that's one of my speculations. I was talking to some friends about that around here, and they poo-poo the idea. But I said I wouldn't be surprised if they jumped on the bandwagon, somebody else forced the issue, and they said, well, let's just run with it. They said, you know, if the reason for fighting overseas is because of bin Laden and al-Qaeda, somebody said, fine, we'll just get rid of the guy, get rid of the dead guy again, and then that'll force you to have to leave these areas, and then they had to jump on the bandwagon, and that's why the story is just so convoluted, and they're just trying every trick in the book. They're just running with it.
The reason I think that Obama might have walked into a trap here is I have my own article that I wrote on my own website called Osama, a Dead Nemesis Perpetuated by the U.S. Government. And as soon as I heard this story about Barack Obama making the speech about, oh, we got bin Laden, and my website was hit with a massive, massive denial of service attack at the same time, I went out to my local copy of that Dead Nemesis story, and I checked all the source links that go out to places like BBC and Fox News and ABC about all the stories about bin Laden has really been dead all these years, and the links all worked. And so if this had been a hoax that was being set up and planned by the U.S. government, I think those remote stories would have disappeared. Page not found, 404 kind of errors, because we've seen that kind of situation happen before. So that the fact that those links were still there is why I suspect that somebody set up a trap and Barack Obama walked into it. And now they're trying to recover from it, and they're doing this, we're not going to show any more pictures or anything, because it's one big hoax. And it was set up, I think, to discredit the White House. It may have been by Pakistan's ISI as a means to get the U.S. to stop interfering in their country. May have been set up by Israel as part of their effort to try and ramp up the war a little bit more, knowing that the White House would never admit that they were tricked, and they would be committed to following through on the official story. But it does feel to me like the White House walked into a big, big bear trap, and now they don't know what to do with it.
Well, and his side thinks that this is going to help him out for his reselection bid. But
No question. He's got nothing else to run on next year except I'm the guy who got bin Laden, and now that one's falling apart.
Well, then this way easily Hillary or anybody else on that side could run with this and use it to drop a couple of
things. That may be the real reason Hillary was looking so thoughtful in that picture. She's trying to blame it on allergies.
Yeah.
But she may have been having that hand over the mouth thinking, if Obama messes this up, then I can run in the primary in 2012.
Well, she's thinking
an ambitious lady.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I absolutely do not want to see her as president, but I will give the lady for having a bunch of smarts here. Anything else, Jeff?
The one thing is that it'd be nice if people could do a little bit of research on maybe trying to figure out exactly who those crowds of people were that came out on Q in front of the White House and at the New York, especially since they mentioned a couple names. I'm sure most of those kids work up on the Hill. They work for the PR firms, what you'd said before about, I think...
Ruckus.com.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah, that kind of
thing. You know, it might wind up being the same people behind the Kuwaiti diplomat's daughter and setting that whole thing up.
Yeah, Hill and Knowlton.
Yeah.
Definitely about that. Definitely
yes.
About that.
K-Street.
All right, Jeff, going to let you go here. Got a couple
right,
of other
thanks.
Callers waiting on the line here. All right, thank you. We're going to switch to Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going, brother?
Okay.
Trying to see if I got this right. Eric Holder came out and said that it was lawful to target bin Laden because he was the enemy commander in the field and the operation was conducted in a way that was consistent with U.S. laws and values, and this was a killer capture mission. He also said that if he had surrendered or attempted to surrender, I think we should obviously have accepted that, but there was no indication that he wanted to do that, and therefore the killing was appropriate. But the problem is, the reports say that they stormed through the door and immediately, boom, did they give him a chance to surrender? And he was unarmed.
Yeah, well,
I
mean,
Eric Holder
is proceeding from the first version of the official story that bin Laden had an AK-47 and he was using his wife as a human shield. And that has already been, basically, they backed off from that. So, Holder really doesn't have a foundation for saying that because certainly Osama bin Laden even if we stipulate for the purpose of the debate that this really was bin Laden and he was still alive, he was not functioning as a military commander.
No, he wasn't.
You know, and again, Holder can say that it was lawful and legal, but, you know, Hitler said that about the slave labor camps.
Yeah.
We know it was a crock.
Well, I had to get up at 5 o'clock this morning Eastern time because I got lucky and somebody needed some work done on their property, and so I got the job, and I got up this morning and I turned on the internet just to check, see what was going on, and lo and behold, the first thing pops up on my monitor is Solomon Bashir, and he's the Pakistan Foreign Secretary.
Yeah.
And he's talking, he's doing a press conference live at 5 o'clock Eastern time this morning. And you could tell by listening to him and what he was saying and the expression on his face that Pakistan is very, very, very unhappy right now. And he actually read from the United States Security Council resolution.
The United Nations Security Council resolution.
Right, the United Nations Security Council resolution. And he was pointing out the very fact, and I agree with him 100%, and I don't care, nobody's going to change my mind on this, what the government of the United States did militarily on this was a violation of international law and the sovereignty of Pakistan.
Basically what it comes down to, it is not lawful to go into Pakistan and do this because Pakistan is not subject to United States law.
Exactly.
And we are not at war with Pakistan, and so Holder is absolutely wrong. It is not lawful for us to go into friendly countries and carry out assassinations any more than it's lawful for Israel to go into friendly countries and carry out assassinations. There's no declared state of war with Pakistan yet. And
yeah,
Pakistan did not give us permission for the operation. So in point of fact, it can't be lawful.
Right, and that's my whole point. And see, now, to go back to something I said a couple days ago, if you remember, when I asked the question, now I'm no longer asking the question. I'm telling everybody they're setting us up either for another false flag or they're setting us up to be invaded. There can only be one of two things is going to come out of this nightmare.
Well, I would say definitely the false flag is a possibility. I don't think the U.S. can be invaded. I mean, somebody did an interesting story the other day where they said if you count up all the licensed hunters in the United States, it's the largest army in the world.
It is. We have the largest standing army in the world, just hunters alone. Georgia has over 500,000. That's more than Egypt has in the entire military.
Yeah, so nobody's going to invade the United States of America. I mean, they're going to come in and subvert it from within, which is what Israel's been doing to our government. But the possibility of a false flag attack, yeah, this whole hoax with Osama bin photoshopped clearly would serve the interest of somebody setting the stage for a new false flag attack. And again, in that month before 9/11, there was so much pounding in the media about Osama bin Laden is a bad guy and he's really terrible and really evil and he hadn't done anything. And it just was really obvious we were being pre-sold who to blame when the Big Bang happened. And they could very well be doing it now. And the good thing about the world laughing at this latest White House hoax means we may convince them they're not going to be able to get away with a new Big Bang and blaming it on those gosh darn awful Arab Muslims. Because everybody's laughing at the White House now.
Them terrible, horrible, rotten Muslims, and we've got to protect Israel. Anyway, Mike, great talking with you again. Like I said, I just got off work, so I got to go jump in the shower, man. But keep rocking on, bro.
All right, thanks an awful lot for that. A listener just wrote in and said they should have captured bin Laden alive and made him go through airport security for the rest of his life. All righty, over to Vince in Montana. Aloha, Vince. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. Well, as usual, I think your instincts are good. About the Pakistani raid that got invaded by the Americans. I read that initial, I think I must have picked it off your site or somewhere, that initial Xinhua agency report.
And from China and from Pakistan, and it was basically, it was all a Pakistan operation.
A Chinese report on a Pakistani report. It was basically kind of a Chinese translation, translated to English, of an early Pakistani report of the early events. What I found is in these type of events, the first report is probably the closest you're going to get to the truth.
Yes.
That's before the spin doctors and the story gets resold and retold and propagandized. The first reporter on the scene is going to give you the best information you're probably going to get. It happened at 9/11. The first guys at the World Trade Center their initial reactions. And rather, well, that looks like a controlled demolition, before they had been schooled in what they're supposed to say.
Yeah, very, very much so.
A lot of their initial reactions were true. I mean, those guys at the Pentagon, what, I mean, those initial reports from the Pentagon were amazing. But this one, the initial reports from the scene of the crime, or no crime at all. I mean, I think you're right on about, I think that's a Pakistani helicopter. I think there's a bunch of dead Pakistanis around there, and who this tall body, this tall bearded body that they found that matched the, that was kind of a body type, kind of a Who was the Officer Tippett? You know, maybe an Officer Tippett for that they needed a corpse for the JFK thing. I mean, this guy's been dead a long time, Mike, but they've got to close the book on Osama bin Laden. They thought this was their opportunity. They jumped. You know, they went for the lure, and they got caught. And I don't know if it was an intentional lure or not, or just a total mishap, but one thing is for sure. The government will never admit that they lied. They will just continue to tell bigger lies and distract. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not sure we're not seeing a limited hangout of the team, the SEAL team, or whatever kind of team this was that went in there. No, I'm not sure they're not setting up a patsy, just changing up the assassination story. But anyway, I hear
we got to take a break. We got to take a break. Okay. Thanks. We'll be right back.
All right, man.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for a heart and body extract from Healthy Hearts Clonic. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about heart and body extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The heart body extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of heart and body extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
And all this twist of steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. If you're a fan of science fiction, you might, and if you've never read the original books by Frank Herbert on Dune, they're well worth the read. They're very big. They're very, very detailed. The movies don't do the story justice. The sci-fi miniseries was better, but still doesn't quite do the story justice. And I remember this quote from inside the book: the proximity of a desired thing can tempt one into overindulgence. On that path lies madness. And I think that may be a big part of what happened this last week. Barack Obama is desiring an improvement in his political standing in America. His poll numbers need to go up. He's looking at the 2012 campaign and realizing he doesn't have anything to stand on. He didn't keep any of his 2008 campaign promises. He's mishandled the economy. Things are worse now than they were even at the end of the Bush administration. And he doesn't have anything to go on. So I think this situation presented itself where somebody said, oh, we think we've got the dead body of Osama bin Laden. And he clutched at it in desperation to prop up his image. And I think he either fell into a trap or he just made a really stupid mistake. And as I was saying, when we talk about all the money they spend on speechwriters and teleprompters and fluffers for his hair and his clothing and all the rest of it, if he spent as much time actually doing the job of being president, then instead of just trying to look to America like he's doing a good job as president, he might actually do a good job. And it almost seems like America's decline almost coincides with the domination of the media over the presidency and political office. It seems like we had better presidents when the media didn't make such shows out of them, where most people went through their lives not seeing the president on TV all the time, not seeing all that much about it. Presidents, spent a little time doing radio, like on the weekend, but it wasn't like a 24-hour-a-day job to be there for the media and to worry about your presentation. And that may be something that we need to think about when we start thinking about the next government, the next country that we want to bring into this land when the current government completes the process of collapse, which it seems to have already gone into. Maybe we need to understand that if we want our leaders to be doing a really good job, there should be oversight and balance of power and division of responsibility and authority as was originally set up by the founding fathers of the United States of America. But other than that, let's not turn them into media stars. Let's not make them into celebrities, because they start acting like celebrities. And all you have to do is look at the celebrities we have in Hollywood that just go completely overboard. They believe their own press statements and they flame out to understand what's going on inside the Obama White House right now. He's acting like a frustrated star whose popularity is on the wane. And he's basically going out and committing acts to get himself back on the front pages of those tabloid magazines you see at the supermarket checkout. And you know what I'm talking about. You're standing there ready to pay for your beer and pretzels, and you look over and there's all these magazines where you have all these former stars who used to be the star of this TV series or used to be the big star of this movie, and they're out there acting like total, maniacs just to get one more breath of attention in the tabloids. Beating up his wife, kicking his dog, anything to get a little bit more attention. Finding Osama bin Laden's dead body, just for one more positive grasp in the media. That may be kind of what's going on right now. That's it for our show. Be back tomorrow, Friday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until tomorrow, stay skeptical, stay angry, and aloha, America.
As the dollar can